1040 Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Steak Shapiro, G Money, Smoking Joe, hanging out for a couple hours here. Big game of the night. Let's go with game one of the NBA Finals after the Braves. The big game of the day is the Braves trying to get a dub. Go get a dub today. A little Bloody Mary special over there at the Battery, Truist Park. Braves in the final game of the series before the Braves head to the West Coast. But the big game, Pacers and Oklahoma City, which I believe will be one of the lowest rated. And I'm not here to tell you that it's going to be. We're going to surprise you. America's going to rally around SGA. The notion of what basketball means in Indiana is going to captivate the sports audience. Folks just want to see two really good teams with two fan bases that have never won an NBA title, and it's going to be compelling. No. It will be horribly rated in terms of what the NBA would have hoped for, but it is what it is. I'll watch.
Yeah, big thank you to John Foy for our big game of the night. And also big thank you to Wise Guys Pro Wash, brought to you, or this hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash, Atlanta's number one rated pressure washing company.
Get that pressure washing. Wise Guys Pro Wash. It'll be a 4-2 series. Oklahoma City. Too much up front. Too many weapons and great defense and two legit big guys that are going to terrorize Indiana. A lot of really solid players on the Pacers, but not enough star power to be able to beat a team like Oklahoma City. And so that's just how it's going to be. Indiana will run out of gas. If they get two games, I think the spread in the series is you can get Oklahoma City -1.5 or you can get Pacers +1.5 in terms of games, right? So feels like most people would take Oklahoma City -1.5. They win 4-1, 4-2, then you are a winner. The only way you don't win is if they lose the series or they win it 4-3. So that's one of the things that is floating around out there. We do have to start talking about the NBA draft at some point. The Hawks are the couple of number ones. That's coming down in a couple of weeks. Feels more and more like there's not going to be a head of basketball ops at Ansi Sala and Quinn Snyder. It's like, okay, guys, like, it's time, right? Like, we're not, we got rid of some of the guys that we didn't think were doing much for us. We got some good things back in the trades for Dondre and Bogdanovich. We've got legitimate rising stars in Dyson. You know, Reese is a rising star. I'd say he's solid, but he's not moving to be an all-star. Dyson Daniels and Jalen Johnson.
Jalen Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, they are.
He was a 2010 guy last year. That's what he was on pace
to be. Is that what his numbers were, though?
He was on pace to be something in that range.
Look exactly, though.
Because
he needs to be that. Like, he needs to be that. And if we're going to get excited about the Hawks, then that needs to happen. Let me give you our three strikes. And let's fill the phone lines with some new talent. Let's get some new talent up in here. So I couldn't read my writing yesterday. My bad, homie. Normal sleep hours, when to when. You know, you get on the Instagram. It's the 5 a.m. club. You got to get your cold plunge. You got to get your sauna. You got to do your journaling. You got to do your meditations. You got to be deliberate about all these things. And then there's the sleep, right? The most important element, live a longer life, all that. So what is a normal go to bed and wake up? What is your normal sleep hours? I'm curious how many guys are north of 7 hours. The one hitter you are rooted for in your lifetime that you trust more than any other, second and third, two outs, you need a base hit. The one hitter, not your favorite, not the best baseball player, has to be somebody you have rooted for that you would trust the most. I use the example of Wade Boggs, having rooted for him when I was, like, I guess, age 11 to 17 or so. If all you need is a base hit, maybe because a guy just you think is more clutch than somebody else, I mean, three-run homer is better than a single, so maybe it's a guy you trust to go yard. But the one hitter you have rooted for that you would trust the most with two outs and guys on second and third, and the most likely food item you'd purchase at a racetrack for a four-hour drive. Four-hour drive, you're walking into a racetrack, steak's buying, smoking Joe, you got a QT or racetrack, it's a four-hour drive. I don't want to know your beverage. I want to know the food item that you're coming back to the car with, most likely.
Well, it's sunflower seeds. Okay. That's like, it's a habit-forming addiction.
Right. And you're deep in it?
Not right now,
good
but
for a,
yes. And especially if I'm on a long road trip.
I was going to say
like
road trip. Yeah, I mean, that's almost too healthy. So I'm gonna go with Ruffles sour cream and onion, right? I'm going to go with a solid Ruffles sour cream and onion and just hammer that thing, you know?
The thing I love about seeds is that they last a long time.
No, I know. That's a good... It's like if you get those really fancy seats at Truist, they give you the peanuts when you sit down. The thing I love about the peanuts at Braves games is they last,
exactly,
right? And there's a
exactly.
process. It's like eating crawfish in New Orleans. Like there's a process. Like getting to the actual crawfish is, you know, it takes some effort. You look forward to it. Like... I gotta calm myself down, or I'll suck down those sour cream and onions. And I got 3 hours and 40 minutes, and I feel bad about myself. I'll probably feel bad about myself anyway. But 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. Normal sleep hours, when to when most common. The one hitter, guys on second and third, two outs that you have rooted for. Don't tell me Tony Gwynn because you didn't root for the Padres. Don't pretend that you did. That wasn't you. And the most likely food item you're at a racetrack, four-hour drive ahead, 404-726-0929. It's depressing what's going on with the Braves. And I heard Mike Bell yesterday, and I don't think he was playing shock jock, and I don't think he was trying to be, you know, bombastic and say, let's go with this angle. I think he wants the manager removed. I don't necessarily agree with him. But, you know, Brian Snicker has had a tremendous tenure, and you won a world championship 3 years ago, 4 years ago, right, when you were 89-73. Then you had a 101-win season, a 104-win season, and an 89-win season. That's after winning a World Series. So there is a lot of, you know, value, a lot of depth in that resume of how well Brian Snicker has done with massive injuries. Massive. I mean, like, your best player's been out twice now. You know, you had the starting pitching issues when you get late in the season, big time as well. Like, he has had every combination of, you know, lineups that he's had to figure out. I know you got hot with the Jock Peterson and Soler and company, you know, few years ago, but everybody deserves credit. How he used them, that Alex Anthopoulos brought him in, how Snit figured out what was going to make sense. He pushed all the right buttons. Does this team need, like, you know, listen, I thought it was funny that there was a press conference call to really dive deep into our third base coach. Like, okay. Like, of all the things that have been on my mind about watching the Braves, yeah, maybe he wasn't doing a great job over there, but that was not where I was. I wasn't living in the notion that now we're going to turn things around. Listen, the spark that G Money was talking about. We need a spark. How about we get a former MVP that is one of the most flamboyant players in baseball that can run and hit for average and hit home runs, put him at the top of the order. That sounds like a spark. Or how about get Spencer Strider back, a guy that could be absolutely dominant. You heard Chipper Jones talking about Spencer Strider. You can tell he is not comfortable. He's not comfortable talking about it. You can hear him, and he's not comfortable out there. Because last I saw, Chris Sale is nearly unhittable. Another ridiculously strong start last night. Spencer Schwarzenbach, you cannot pitch any better than he did on Saturday against the Red Sox. And if you get Strider going, then you'd imagine this is a team that can go on one of those runs. My God, the Twins won like 12 or 13 in a row this year, right? The Cubbies have had one of those runs. The Mets have had a couple of them. The Phillies, like, you know, all these teams have had Forget about 9 out of 11. They have it 7-game win streak, 9-game win streak. We haven't even been close.
This team just needs to get to the dance, though, at the end of the day, because you're pitching. We're one injury away to our rotation, a guy in our rotation from absolute disaster. But assuming that they stay healthy until the postseason, this team is going to give you opportunities to win games. The bats just have to wake up sometime.
Yeah, there's nothing about watching them that suggests that we're in the postseason. No. And I'm not being doom and gloom. I'm just like, we are one of the worst teams in the National League. Like, sometimes you have to look at, you know, what really are we offensively the last couple of years? What are we? So, yeah, there's not a lot of reason to believe. Because here's the other thing. The Giants weren't very good last year. They're really good. The Cardinals all of a sudden are really good. The Cubbies are ridiculous. Cubbies are like 16, 17 games over 500. Like, there's a whole other slew other than the Mets, Phillies, and Dodgers. You knew the Mets, Phillies, and Dodgers were going to be good. Like, that was a given. Now you got all these others that are inserting themselves. You knew the Padres were going to be good. You didn't think Dansby and the Cubbies would be going on a run like this either. All right, that's it. Let's go to three strikes. All right, full phone lines. We're excited. We got Lonnie. How you doing, Lonnie?
Hey, how you doing?
What's your average sleep from when to when?
From 11 to 5.
All right, only a 6-hour guy. Why are you getting up at 5 a.m.?
Work. That'll work.
What do you do?
I travel. I go around and collect money out of coin machine, out of the laundry machine.
All right. The one hitter you've rooted for, you trust the most in a clutch situation?
David Justice.
Who'd you say?
David Justice.
Yeah. He's had his moments for us. Most likely food item you purchase at a racetrack, you got a 4-hour drive?
Hot dogs.
Wow. Getting right on those. You know, the amount of condiments available now at a racetrack, they got relish, they got mustard, they got grilled onions, they got jalapeno. I mean, it is a hot dog bar.
That sounds like heartburn for me on a road trip.
JP, normal sleep hours, when to when?
11 to 6.
All right, I like the 7. The one hitter you trust the most in a clutch situation. Need a hit.
Ichiro Suzuki.
You rooted for him, though? It's a guy you had to have rooted for.
I did root for him. All right. I thought he was a good guy.
That's right in the Gwynn, Wade Boggs category, no doubt, Suzuki. Most likely food item, 4-hour drive ahead here at a racetrack.
Pepperoni pizza.
There you go. I can't tell you how much they want to compete in both those categories as like a lunch option. So to say pizza and hot dog is exactly what they're trying to do. Not that you guys care, but that's the whole strategy. We want to be a lunch option, not just steak with his potato chips. Come on, get some pizza. Hey, Chris, what's your normal sleep hours, brother?
Hey, steak, 11 p.m., 6 a.m.
All right, I think that's a nice one. 7 hours seems to be... Yeah. The one hitter, second and third, two outs, a guy you've rooted for, you trust the most.
I know you heard this a bunch. Playing shortstop, number 2, Derek Jeter.
And the most likely food item you're purchasing, a racetrack, 4-hour drive.
Yeah, not all racetracks have them, but they're chicken tenders. There's 3 of them. Man, get that garlic sauce clutch.
Wow. I like the depth on that one. Thank you, buddy. Let's go, Brad. Hey, Brad, normal sleep hours, when to when?
10 to 6.
The one hitter, second and third, 2 outs that you've rooted for, you trust?
Best career average for the Atlanta Braves, Chipper Jones.
I like him or Gary Sheffield of all the Braves I rooted for. Nobody hit the ball harder than Gary Sheffield on a regular basis.
Agreed.
Most likely food item purchased at a racetrack, 4-hour drive ahead.
I will go with, you know, something I can snack on throughout the drive, which is some beef jerky.
Oh, I like a beef jerky, bro. I like a beef jerky. Healthy-ish.
Thanks. Love the show, bro.
Thank you so much. All right, Timmy, you get the final word today. Normal sleep hours, what hours to when?
11 to 4:30.
Damn, bro. What's going on at 4:30? You going to work?
I'm semi-retired. I work 15 days a month, and on those 15 days, I work from 5 to 5.
The one hitter you trust that you've rooted for, second and third, 2 outs.
The God's honest truth, anybody other than Barrett Bonds, and I'm taking my shot with Barrett.
Most likely food item, you're at a racetrack with a 4-hour drive.
Sour Patch Kids.
Thank you, buddy. Well done today. Wise Guys, by the way, Pro Wash brought us the 10 o'clock hour. They're the best in the business, so check them out today. Thank you, G. Great to be with you again. Smoke and Joe, always a pleasure. Appreciate you guys helping out with Sandy Down. She's on the IR. And Rusty Manziel and Rusty Rocks, buy or sell, all that fun tomorrow. Thanks for making the Steakhouse part of your day. Bye!